person who is saying Shemoneh Esrei should not stand on a bed or a chair or a bench, even if they're less than 3 tefachim tall. There are two in Yonim. One in you shouldn't stand on a high place. The Mamakim Kosifa Hashem, or the Ram said in his time, the Midigwans of the Chazan had the place that he stood on, it was a little bit lower than the rest of the shul. That's one idea. So another idea is if you're on something which is not so stable, then the person doesn't have proper kavanah because the tray is going to fall off. Yeah. So, that's the halacha. Elen keno yitzokin o yitzoylo o yishoye kavano sola shmiyas ha'atzivu. The person was a person who was weak, and it's hard for him to get off the bed that he was on. I think he was sitting there, standing on the bed. If somebody was in a position that he was higher up and thought he doesn't have a prayer to go then, that's committed, or for a chazan, if it's necessary for him to be mashmir to the tzibur. In certain places they had the chazan stood on an elevated area, like the strat, some of the shmiz have like that. If the chazan is in higher area, he should be in a place which is stable, he shouldn't be afraid that he's going to fall off of it. The Machaber says that, like we said, that if it is a stable area and there's no shasha falling off, then the shear that one should not be elevated is 3 tefachim. If the area was more than 4x4 amos, and it was elevated, it's considered a separate room, and therefore doesn't have this problem. And what's the problem is it should not be elevated from the floor of the room. If you happen to be on the second story, it's not a problem. Also, if you're surrounded by mechitzas, it's also a reason to permit it. That's once again similar to that. Some shuls I have that the chazan is an elevated area, which is not 4x4 amos, but has mechitzas around it. Okay.